This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-583-1914. Regarding Raymond, middle initial E, like Echo, Davis, D-A-V-I-S, Jr. Date of birth, March 17th of 1961. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a consultation for Mr. Davis, who was sent for evaluation of progressively worsening creatinine levels. He apparently had normal creatinine levels in May, early May of 2022, and then they started a slow, gradual increase. May 28th of 22, creatinine was 1.3 with a GFR of 56. August 18th, 22, creatinine 1.6 with GFR 44. 9-9 of 22, creatinine 1.7, GFR 41. 12-7, 22, creatinine is 1.69, GFR 41. 2-17, 23, creatinine was 1.4 with GFR 57. 3-2, 23, creatinine 1.4. 5-16, 23, creatinine 1.4. Then August 8th, 2023, a large increase of creatinine was noted at 2.15 with GFR 34. August 22nd of 23, it was slightly better at 1.93 with a GFR of 39, but that actually still is a progressive increase of unknown etiology. The patient did have multiple cardiac procedures done in May of 2023, actually May of 2022. Initially, he had an echocardiogram. Then he had a cardiac catheterization, which found open coronary arteries and intact stents without further occlusion. Then he did have placement of a defibrillator in May of 2022. He does have a history of ischemic cardiomyopathy and does see Dr. Watson on a regular basis for this. The echocardiogram that was done May 16th of 2022, though, had an ejection fraction of 44, normal diastolic function with diffuse left ventricular hypokinesis. The ventricles were non-hypertrophied. He had mildly depressed systolic function of both the right and left ventricle. All valves did not have either stenosis or regurgitation noted. Today, he's slightly short of breath with activity. He believes he had COVID in the fall of 2021. There was no positive test, but he was extremely short of breath with exertion at that time. He had to actually stay in bed, so he believes it was actually COVID, although that wasn't confirmed by positive testing. And the shortness of breath with exertion has really not improved since that time, even after all the cardiac procedures. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no current chest pain or palpitations. He does have severe dyspnea on exertion. He is able to mow his lawn with the push lawnmower that is self-propelled, although he does require frequent rest stops, where prior to the episode in 2021, he could mow the lawn within a half an hour. Now it takes him several hours. He has no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No nocturia, no incontinence. He does have chronic pain in his low back and neck area. He does have one remote history of kidney stone that was passed spontaneously, and the stone was not recovered, so no analysis was done. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy, low back pain, which is chronic, psoriatic arthritis, claudication, diabetic neuropathy, chronic neck pain, myocardial infarction in 1997, and a history of kidney stones, stone once that passed spontaneously. Past surgical history, he had hiatal hernia repair. He had multiple cardiac catheterizations, one in 1998, and then several thereafter, another in 2014, again in 2018, and the last was in May of 2022. He's had a colonoscopy, cervical discectomy, defibrillator implantation in May of 2022, right shoulder surgery, and tonsillectomy. Social history, he's an ex-smoker. He quit after his heart attack in 1997. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is single. He is retired from Delfield. It's D like David, E-L-F-I-E-L-D in Mount Pleasant. Family history is significant for esophageal carcinoma. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to penicillin. Medications, he's on amiodarone, it's amiodarone, 400 milligram one daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Bisoprolol, 5 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, 1,500 milligram a day. Plavix, 75 milligram daily. CoQ10, 100 milligram daily. Lopid, 600 milligram twice a day. Norco is 10/325, one daily PRN severe pain. Remicade injections every 6 weeks for psoriatic arthritis. That's for many years. Imdur is 30 milligram, one half tablet once a day. Metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams, sublingual PRN chest pain. Novolog 70-30, 40 units twice a day. Omega-3 fatty acids, 500 milligram, he takes two daily. Entresto, 24/26, one twice a day. Aldactone, 25 milligram daily. Vitamin B12, 500 microgram daily. Vitamin C, 500 milligram twice a day. And zinc is 50 milligram once daily. Physical exam, height 73 inches, weight 263 pounds, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/80, pulse is 70. His neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear without cloudiness. No cobblestoning. Tonsils are not visualized. They're absent surgically. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. His defibrillator is non-tender. That's on the left upper chest area. In the left upper chest area. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no hepatosplenomegaly. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. He does have decreased sensation in his soles and toes of his feet. Pedal pulses, 1 to 2+ bilaterally, capillary refill, 2 to 3 seconds. No lesions or ulcerations on the feet. And labs and diagnostic studies, creatinine levels were previously reported. The most recent lab studies we have were 822 of 23, calcium 10.3, sodium 136, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 19, albumin 4.9, liver enzymes are normal, glucose was 110. Hemoglobin is 12.6. Normal white count, normal platelets, normal differential. Urinalysis, negative for blood, trace of protein. And normal liver enzymes are noted. Assessment and plan, one, Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with worsening creatinine levels. 2, ischemic cardiomyopathy. 3, diabetic nephropathy. The patient was scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan. That will be done September 27th in Alma. We're going to have monthly labs done. We're going to obtain his last pulmonary function test results and also get a note from Dr. Watson just to review more of his history. And he's going to get, we'd like to look at old labs that were even older than May of 2022 to see if he had any renal dysfunction before that cardiac catheterization and defibrillator placement. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.